Hi, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Harvey Weinstein's criminal trial begins today in New York City. The former movie mogul faces five charges, including rape and predatory sexual assault, though he's pleaded not guilty to all of them. More than 80 women have accused the producer of sexual assault and harassment. It was a wave that set off the hashtag MeToo movement in 2017. For more, I'm joined in studio by Clémence Michelon, a U.S. culture writer for The Independent. Thanks for coming on the show, Clémence.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we mentioned there have been numerous accusations against Weinstein, but this week he's facing trial for charges from two women specifically. Tell us about that.
The trial that starts today is in relation to two allegations against Weinstein, one that he allegedly raped a woman in 2013, and the other that he allegedly performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006.
Why were these cases the ones that made it to trial?
I think it is the two cases that the prosecution felt that they had the strongest case with. The prosecution will only move forward with a trial if they feel they can get a conviction.
So jury selection in this, in most cases, can be complicated. This is expected to last 2 weeks. What are some of the challenges that lawyers are going to find as they try to select a jury that's supposed to be unbiased, right?
Right. So 2 weeks is on the longer side when it comes to jury selection, and that seems to suggest that they're expecting a bit of a complicated process because this has been such a public case. And it started in the media with the New Yorker and New York Times stories in October 2017. And a lot of people have heard about the case, have read about it, and probably have strong opinions about it. The Me Too movement is a very hot topic, very divisive, and people might be biased one way or another.
Now, one of the things that the Weinstein camp did not want was for this trial to take place here in Manhattan. Why is that?
There are probably a few factors at play here. The two media organizations, right, that broke the Weinstein story are based in New York. The reporters who worked on it are based in New York. In fact, much of the reporting that led to the accusations being made public happened in or close to New York.
Do we have any sense so far of who is going to testify in the trial?
There is one person who has been confirmed, and it's an actress who has also accused Harvey Weinstein of misconduct. Her accusations cannot lead to a trial because the statute of limitations has run out. And we are expecting other people who have spoken out against Weinstein to also testify. That would be part of the prosecution's expected effort to not only focus on the two allegations at play here, but to try to paint a broader picture when it comes to Mr. Weinstein and his alleged behavior.
The Harvey Weinstein story really brought Hollywood into the spotlight. I mean, depending on which way this goes, what effect do you think this would have on women's comfort with coming forward with these types of accusations?
This is a hugely important trial in terms of the Me Too movement and its implications, and in many ways, its future. It's the second big trial of the Me Too movement, the first one being Bill Cosby, and that resulted in a conviction at the end. I think it will probably impact how comfortable other women feel coming forward in the future and just other people in general. It's interesting that this is taking place literally the day after the Golden Globes that were last night. So this is not only, you know, the second big Me Too trial, but it's also a big reckoning again for the entertainment industry. And I think, as someone who covers the entertainment industry extensively, that we're beginning to see people speaking more freely about a variety of topics. Michelle Williams last night had a very powerful speech about reproductive rights. And it's easy to lose sight of that because there's been so much backlash against the Me Too movement, but it has led to some changes. And depending on the outcome of this trial, it could be either a big vindication or it could be viewed as a setback.
Clémence Michelon is the U.S. culture writer for The Independent. Thanks for joining us, Clémence.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.